Chrysler is hoping to sever ties to about 25% of its dealers, almost 800 across the U.S. The financially troubled automaker says many of the firms just aren't selling enough vehicles. In Wisconsin, the cuts will come in larger cities like Milwaukee, but also in several smaller communities. In Frederick, dealer Terry Larson says he's very disappointed. But some other Chrysler dealers say they're ready to move on. Steve Meinstock of Shocker Chrysler and Dodge in St. Nazianz says his small dealership has been selling more used cars anyway.
The new car business has been non-existent, and actually the Chrysler name has hurt us ever since November. The bad news about the company, and we were on a real roll until that, you know, they said they were in financial problems.
Meinstock says it's getting too costly to try to hook up with another car manufacturer. Besides, he says in his part of rural Wisconsin, many people are looking to save at least $10,000 by buying used versus new. In Madison, large volume dealer Russ Darrow says he plans to keep selling Chryslers, but will meet with fellow dealer Don Miller, who may have to consolidate two outlets and divide up the local market. Darrow says it will be business as usual.
Our employees are very happy, and we've got the inventories. Our customers should understand completely that there is no change that way. There's no change in our employees, our service, our warranties, anything.
Chrysler dealers who are upset with the halting of contracts can try to appeal the company's recommendation as Chrysler tries to restructure and team up with the Italian firm Fiat. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.